We are joined this morning by the executive director of the Lorain County Urban League, Frank Whitfield. We could make him a special correspondent. We seem to have Frank on occasion as well.
Well, they're busy over there.
Well, yeah, they just finished up with their event. Craig was at. Craig got to meet an astronaut or hear from an astronaut. How was that for that event, and what kind of a response did you get from having all those fun things going on?
I was really just blown away at the response. I mean, we actually sold out, and Craig can attest. I mean, the room, we had used the extra room because there were so many people there, and we had a lot of young people there, which was exciting to see their energy as well. And yeah, I was really amazed at how many people were enamored with space. You know, people were really just glued into envisioning what life in space was like with Dr. Bluford. So I was really, really impressed with that as well.
Yeah, in his discussion, his journey to becoming one of the first African Americans in space was really quite inspiring, I would think, too.
Definitely. He definitely it was interesting because he kept referencing Ohio. He was in Ohio before he went, and I guess there was a huge storm in 78. You know, I'm too young to remember 78. I wasn't around then, but I guess there was a very bad storm that you just can't forget back in the late 70s, and he referenced that that was when he got the call that, hey, NASA's wants you to come down to Houston. He said he jumped at the opportunity to get away from this storm and join the team at NASA.
You know, Frank, one thing that really impressed me was how he could tell his story about his journey into space and then what was happening in space once he got there with basically maybe one single note card or something. It was just incredible. What a storyteller.
Yes, he shocked us all. I mean, I was amazed at how charismatic, and like you said, he wasn't looking at notes. He had just lived that experience so vividly in his mind that he didn't need to reference note cards. It was just him just telling the story like a family member would. So it was pretty powerful.
Well, I think once you go to space, you kind of remember that sort of thing. It's like, you know, like when you mentioned that storm in 78, I'm thinking, yeah, I got off of school. He gets to go train to go to space. So I don't know about that. But we're here to talk with you this morning, Frank, about the Lorain County Urban League moving to a new home and an open house you have coming up this week. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this Thursday from 5 to 7, we will be hosting an open house at our new office, which we call the Opportunity Center, and that is on 200 Middle Avenue in Suite 200. And we're really excited that we moved back downtown. My predecessor, my current predecessor, Fred Wright, we were downtown Elyria, right in the core. We were very accessible, and we also kept a pulse on things going on in the community. When my most current predecessor became CEO, he had a huge desire for us to become more professional. So we got an office near Midway Mall that had a real professional setting to it, but it kind of disconnected us from that access point. So I think this office is like the perfect space for us because it marries both the professionalism with the access. And we want the community to be a part of building this center, and we want the community to be a part of using this center. So that's why we're having an open house this Thursday to give folks a visual of what this space could be used for and ask folks to get involved and learn a little bit about what the Urban League is doing now. And also we'll be surveying people to talk about what they think the needs are in the community and see how the Urban League can help meet those needs.
I'm looking at the Urban League's website. You have a photo of this building, which they call the Opportunity Center. And I'm trying to figure out where it is. It's like I'm trying to see what's around it because at this moment I see an isolated building and I'm trying to picture where that exactly is.
Yeah, so there's Donna's Diner, right, and then there's the administration building. And we're in the building right in between Donna's Diner and the administration building.
Oh, okay. It's amazing how certain buildings you overlook or you see ones. I go where Donna's Diner is and I see the administration building, but you're right there. So talk, I guess, about what you hope people use it for.
So when we say Opportunity Center, we really feel like this is a space for everyone in the community to get connected to opportunity. So we see this space being used for high school students coming out of school, using it as an opportunity to hear speakers. There's enough room to do speakers and training, so coming to hear speakers. We hope to have some sort of laboratory there for them to be able to do research and also create things. We'd love to, we're trying to raise money to get a 3D printer there so that they can start to explore their mind and create things as well. We see it as an opportunity for adults who are looking for employment or some of our core services, helping people purchase and keep homes. So people to get connected to that opportunity, as well as for businesses. We have some space there that I'm really interested in incubating businesses. So we'll be working with the community college on bringing a small business development center there. So for small businesses, we already have two already using a office space in our space. And we hope to grow that and to have more businesses being incubated out of our office and giving them access to, you know, printers and computers, you know, some of the technology, and also creating an environment of just growth and entrepreneurship there in that center. So we're excited. We're really excited.
Frank, what will be happening at the open house on Thursday? What will people see or do?
Yes, great question. So one of the main things we're going to have people do is kind of tour the space, dream with us, and as they're doing that, we're going to be allowing folks to be introduced to the services of the Urban League. So as they go around the office, they'll also start to see the different programs and services that we offer. And then at 6 o'clock, I'll be giving remarks. The mayor, Holly Brenda, will be giving some remarks, and we have a huge announcement we're going to make. It's pretty awesome. I'm excited about as well. And, just come and check it out. And we'll have food there. It's free. We'll have some music playing, so a live band there. Please come.
Now, I guess you're taking reservations or you want to RSVP so you kind of have an idea of how many people are going to be there. Is that for today, I guess, the deadline to get those in?
Yeah, so today is the last day to RSVP, and I'm infamous for letting people come even though they don't RSVP, but don't take that for granted. So please go on our website, lcul.org, and register. There's a link there, or you can call into our office at 323-3364 and register via phone as well.
I see that too. And I guess you even have an email, outreach@lcul.org.
Yes,
for getting people to know if they're going to be coming. Again, you want to get the your note to let them know that you're going to be coming today. And again, this is coming up on Thursday from 5 until 7 at the new headquarters of the Lorain County Urban League, the Opportunity Center located at 200 Middle Avenue in downtown Elyria. We are talking this morning with Frank Whitfield, Executive Director of the Lorain County Urban League. Thanks for your time, and hope you have a nice turnout for your open house this coming
Thursday. Thank you, and look forward to chatting again soon.
Thanks very much.